With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, 15th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up:
no deal could lead to a trade war, 30% tariffs and job losses across a number of sectors.
Harris to warn ministers of 30% US trade tariffs and fresh appeal launched over man found dead in Wicklow Woods. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Taoiseach Simon Harris will warn Cabinet today job losses could come at a faster pace if Donald Trump follows through on his threatened 30% tariffs. Simon Harris will tell ministers if no deal is reached, it could lead to a full-blown trade war. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
While it might feel like an age, it's not that long ago ministers spent every cabinet meeting worrying about a no-deal scenario. That was the fear as a Brexit deal was painstakingly hammered out with an unpredictable British Prime Minister in Boris Johnson. Now the EU is trying to reach a deal with an even more unpredictable partner in Donald Trump, with exports to the US worth more than double our exports to the UK. Simon Harris will deliver a stark warning to the cabinet this morning. No deal could lead to a trade war, 30% tariffs and job losses across a number of sectors. He'll warn the EU's reprisal plan worth €72 billion in counter tariffs will cause pain on both sides. And while Harris says a mutually beneficial deal can still be done, he'll be engaging with the pharmaceutical sector on the fallout of a no deal scenario this week.
Meanwhile, the government is planning an annual large-scale trip abroad for ministers to build economic ties with key markets. The Team Ireland trade mission will happen at the end of October every year and will involve a number of ministers travelling to love bomb a country in a similar manner to the St Patrick's Day trips. This year, Canada has been selected, with India, China and the UAE to be considered in future. Minister Peter Burke will tell Cabinet of the plans this morning, saying they'll be aiming to boost foreign direct investment into Ireland at a time of global uncertainty. Gardaí have launched a new appeal over the murder of a man whose remains were found in woodland in Wicklow 15 years ago. 20-year-old Paul Frank Byrne was last seen at Kilmartin Green, Talla in Dublin a year earlier, getting into a wine-coloured Mitsubishi Charisma car with a number of other men. He was reported missing by his mother the following day. Tina Gates reports.
To date, five people have been arrested in connection with this investigation. However, no one has been brought to justice. It's now 16 years since Paul Byrne was last seen, and Gardaí at Blessington Garda Station are renewing their appeal to the public for assistance in relation to his disappearance and murder. Paul's family are anxious for the investigation to bring them closure. Gardaí believe there may now be people who want to come forward, especially if relationships have changed over the years, and say anyone assisting in the investigation will be treated in a sense manner.
400 new special classes have been approved for the next academic year. Education Minister Helen McEntee will tell Cabinet it includes an additional 98 classes in Dublin, which will provide special educational places for over 580 students. She'll also inform ministers of decisions on the allocations for the 2026-27 academic year are due to be made by Christmas in order to give schools and parents more clarity and time to plan. There have been 230 applications to the compensation scheme for people who suffered harm as a result of attending the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service in Kerry. Of those, 83 applications have been forwarded to mediation, with 89% of those granted a settlement and others waiting on a decision. Mental Health Minister Mary Butler will update Cabinet on the Kerry CAMHS compensation scheme, noting a high uptake rate among those impacted. She'll also tell ministers a look-back review of North Kerry CAMHS is being finalised that would build on the work of the Maskey report. That report examined the care of 240 children and young people, finding that 46 were caused significant harm. Over 14 million children worldwide weren't given a vaccine last year. New figures from the WHO and UNICEF show 89% of infants received at least one dose of a jab to protect against tetanus and whooping cough. They're warning that drastic cuts in aid, coupled with the misinformation about the safety of vaccines, is causing these numbers to stall globally. UNICEF's Georgina Diallo says they can't reach vulnerable children unless they get financial support.
We're projecting at UNICEF at least 20% drop in donor funding in 2025 compared to 2024 levels. When money is cut, it puts children's lives at risk. So cutting this support threatens to reverse decades of progress and leave the world's most vulnerable children exposed to deadly diseases.
In entertainment news, production is now underway for the highly anticipated Harry Potter TV series. The HBO adaptation of the fantasy novel is being filmed at Warner Brothers Studios in the UK. More characters have also been cast, with young actor Rory Wilmot to play Neville Longbottom and Amos Kitson taking on the role of Dudley Dursley. It's due to be released in 2027. And in sport, in golf, Shane Lowry hopes he and Rory McIlroy will remain calm this week as the Open gets underway at Portrush. McIlroy famously didn't make the cut at the venue back in 2019, while Lowry went on to lift the claret jug. The Offaly native says they're both in a good headspace.
I remember talking to him a little bit in the lead up to that, and he did put a lot of pressure on himself, and, you know, talking about being the biggest tournament he's ever going to play and stuff like that. But you live and you learn, and I'm sure he's not going to do that this week. And look, it is a big event for all us Irish people here this week. It's huge, you know, and we are going out, and all we want to do is give ourselves a chance come the weekend. And if you give yourself a chance, look, you never know what could happen. You do something very special.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.